Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Good evening. Maisa Shehoyo Kachoyo. Can I share with you a story? True story from a very reliable source. Happened just before Yom Tov, so it's not mamash fresh, but pretty fresh. There was a Yid who was very poor. This is a story in Yerushalayim. A Yid who was very poor. I just must share this with you. He was very poor, a young man, learning Halal Torah Vala Avoide. He was learning in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and very poor. And it was just before Yom Tov, and his wife told him, you have to go shopping. But there was no money in the house. Absolutely no money in the house. And his wife said, listen, you urged him, you just have to go to the shop. You have to go. We can't have Yom Tov without having me to the shop. You have to buy, we need food, And he was very embarrassed, but it was mamash, literally no money. He had nothing at all. And his kinderlech at home, and his, it's just unaffordable. And he just didn't have any money. So he said, okay, Hashem will help. And he tried to calm her and himself down. He said, Hashem will help. We'll have to. And she urged him to just go to the shop already and buy it. I don't know how, but Hashem will help. And he goes to the shop with literally an empty wallet, shopping for Yom Tov. You know what it looks like when you go shopping for Yom Tov. And he said, okay, Hashem will help. I don't know what's going to happen, but Hashem will help. And genuine emunah and bitachon. Genuine. Not. He said, Hashem will help. I don't know what I need to buy for Yom Tov. It's the last opportunity. I know on the natural circumstance, I'm not going to get any money. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I have to buy for Yom Tov. And he knew that they're not going to give him on credit because he owns them plenty of money and he's not going to give him anything on credit. But he goes and he puts in a trolley everything that is needed for Yom Tov. He puts one item, another item, and he puts, and the trolley just goes up and up and up. And empty wallet in the shop. And he goes and he fills up. And then he queues up. And he don't know what's going to happen now. I don't know what's going to happen. Nothing in the wallet. And he goes and queues up. And he hopes Hashem will have to help somehow. I don't know how, but Hashem will have to help. And the queue goes... until it's actually his turn, and just as it's his turn, and the girl or whatever is about to put things on, she's going to put things on the conveyor belt, but it's no money. So he said, actually, he's got no money. So it's very embarrassing. He said, actually, I forgot something. Do you mind? Hold on, bear with me for 1 minute. I forgot one thing before you go, just bear with me. And he quickly runs and he pretends that he forgot something, and he runs to one of the aisles and he gets himself one more item and he puts it back in the trolley. He says, are you ready now? And she starts putting it. Actually, hold on a second. Bear with me. I forgot one more thing. Just bear with me. And then he quickly runs to the aisle and gets another item and he runs back. Literally, no money. It doesn't know what's going to be. It's piled up. Doesn't know what's going to be. And then she says, can I go for it now? He says, no, actually, I forgot one more thing. And then he runs and he comes back. And as he comes back, the fellow behind him is also a young man, and he's waiting already for so long, and he keeps getting delayed. He gets irritated. We know what it's like when you're queuing up and the person in the front wants to get one more. He gets irritated and he says, come on, what's going on over here? You're delaying me. You're delaying everybody else. What's going on? Chutzpah, what do you think you are? Delaying everybody. And he gets heated up, a person who gets very quickly heated up. And he gets in a mode of anger and he gets completely heated up, and he's shouting at him and he screams at him. And then the lady who was putting the things on the conveyor belt, she had next to her a hot tea. And he said, what do you think you are? What do you think we've got all day? Do you think? And he keeps screaming and screaming. And he takes his cup of tea, which is, and he said, he throws it on him. Who do you think you are? The lady, he throws the tea on him. And he doesn't say a word. And that's when he burns him, not badly, but he burns the fellow. And everybody, of course, the whole shop comes to a standstill. And as he comes to Santa, he realizes, what have I done over here? I've embarrassed. He calms himself down. Although people normally get gradually heated up more and more, but he comes up, what have I done over here? So he feels very guilty. He feels very embarrassed. Are you okay? He looks at him, sopping wet, boiling hot water. Are you okay? Sorry, I don't know what. I've got to be completely out of, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. What can I do? Do you know what? Before he even says anything, he says, I see I've got a whole trolley of shopping over here. I'll pay for it all. You just, please be moichel me. I embarrassed you in public. I burnt you. I'll pay you all. And the person with a little smile in his face, okay, fine, if you insist. and then he gets a, he pays for the whole thing. Well, the story doesn't need much explanation. If somebody's real, genuine emunah and b'tochen to Ribbono Shel Olam, haba shluchim l'makom Ribbono Shel Olam, got many ways of supporting and helping and sorting us out. And it's just a matter of really genuinely believing in Hashem. Hashem has got many ways to help us. I just felt like sharing this very true story with you. Okay, back to Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We discussed this, the very interesting halachas of interrupting mid Shema, forgetting the Aliyah, interrupting mid Shema for lining. Today we're going to be discussing a very relevant halacha. We'll be discussing shortly, Mitzvah Hashem, which is the halacha of Goel Yisrael. We know this halacha of being soimech ke'ula letfila. The Gemara says, one should try one's utmost to be soimech, to get the ge'ula, referring to with a shema, after the bochus post shema, and then it finished. It's called Geula, Goel Yisrael. We finish off Baruch Hashem, Goel Yisrael, leading straight into Shemoneh Esrei. Now, this the Gemara says one should insist and one should make sure that one should be soimech, one should get really, really close the Geula, Goel Yisrael, to Tefillah. Soimech Geula le Tefillah. One should be merging, as it were, Geula le Tefillah, the Geula, the Baruch of Goel Yisrael, to Shemoneh Esrei. Now, we're going to learn there's various halachas, but there's one thing which is very fascinating when we hear it every day, and it's just such an important and relevant question. Goel Yisrael, do you say Amen after hearing the Baruch of Baruch to Hashem Goel Yisrael? Do you, when you hear the Chazan saying Goel Yisrael, do you say Amen or do you not say Goel Yisrael? And most importantly, what is the right way? If not, why not? And if yes, why yes? What is all the background? But there's quite an important and very relevant halacha. What is the right practice, the right anhaga, the right way of being soimech ke'ula letfila? So we'll be discussing that in Mitzvah Shem tonight. Yeah. Okay. So let us start at the top of page 200, which is Sif Hei, which defines a little bit paragraphs and between paragraphs. We spoke previous few halachas. We discussed there's a big difference between what is considered in Shema, what is considered the paragraphs, and what's considered in between paragraphs. So finally here in Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch, quoting Mishnayos, is actually defining what are the mid-paragraphs and what not. Ve'elu en bein ha'prokim, says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. These are in between the paragraphs. Bein bracha rishoyna, between the first bracha leshnia to the second bracha. This is the brachas before Shema. Bein Shnia leShema, between the second bracha and Shema, that's also called between paragraphs. Bein Shema, between Shema leVehoya im Shemaya, so after the first, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Vehoya im Shemaya, that's also in between paragraphs. Bein Vehoya im Shemaya leVayoyme, between Vehoya im Shemaya and the last paragraph, which is Vayoyme. These are all in between paragraphs. Aval, but Bein, between Vayoyme Le'emes V'yatziv, between Vayoyme and Le'emes V'yatziv, Loy Yafsik. That's not considered in between paragraphs. You would have thought it's between paragraphs. It appears that it's in between paragraphs, but really, it's not. Right? So we learn Ben Bracha Rishoyna Leshnia, if I can just show in this sit over here, which is Ben Bracha Rishoyna Leshnia, that's in between paragraphs. This over here, Ben Bracha Rishoyna Leshnia, Ben Shnia Le Shema, that's another paragraph. Ben Shema, here Levoyim Shemaya, that's also in between paragraphs. And then, over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ben Vayim Shema Le Vayoymeir, so before Vayoymeir is also a new paragraph. Aval Ben Vayoymeir Le Emes V'yatziv, which is here after the final paragraph of Shema, you would have assumed that it's again in between paragraphs. So Shulchan Aruch, lo yafzik, you shall never interrupt there. After the word, over here, Hashem Elohikeichem, before Emes V'yatziv, lo yafzik, do not interrupt, shaloi lehafzik, never interrupt, bein Hashem, between the word Hashem, le Emes. Between the word, this really, we all know, the Shema really, the last word of Shema, of course, is Elohim. That's right. Emes is really not part of Shema. So, and indeed, the way we are used to saying it, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, is really because we are not allowed to interrupt between the word Elokeichem and Emes. So, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Shaloi lehafzik bein Hashem le'emes, to never interrupt before the word Emes. Elo yoy ma'aniya Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Ve'oz, and then if needed, you interrupt then. Oz yafzik kedin pem tzapirik. So, after the word Emes, you can then interrupt. It's not considered in between paragraphs. It's mid-paragraph, but there are some occasions you're allowed to stop, you're allowed to interrupt mid-paragraph under some circumstances. And that's really what we do every day, really. If you are ready before the Rav, before the Chazan, you're going to interrupt after the word, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You're going to wait over here, which is mid-paragraph. So just to wait for a minute, we're going to see that. Just to wait for a minute, it's fine. You'll have to, but it's not really considered in between paragraphs. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, why is that? Why do we not interrupt? Why are we not allowed to interrupt after the word Hashem Elokeichem? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chofches, three lines from the bottom. Lo yafsik atam. The reason is Meshum deksev Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because it says Hashem Elokeichem Emes lefichach ein lahafsik bo. Because the words combined, they mean Hashem Elokeichem. They read Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hashem is true. Therefore, Eile Hafsik, boy, you shall never interrupt. V'uchomo, and this is very stringent, and it's even more stringent, this is so stringent, you shall never interrupt between the word Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you shall never interrupt. It's so stringent that it's even more stringent than mid posuk in Shema. So it's quite ironic, because really it's not written together in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere Hashem Elokeichem Emes in the Torah. So it's quite ironic that we're so stringent, but we're even more stringent than mid-pasuk. But that's the halacha, because Hashem Elokeichem Emes means such a crucial concept, so we never interrupt there. But you're going to carry on an additional word, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So you cannot, very importantly, after the word Hashem Elokeichem, you may not stop even by just waiting. Say you're waiting for the chazan, waiting for the Rav. So you don't just Hashem Elokeichem stop and then carry on with Emes. You're not allowed to. Although you're not saying anything, although you're just purely waiting, even that you're not allowed to do between the word Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Does that make sense, Rabbi Sai? So it's quite ironic because it's not really written together in the Torah. But nevertheless, it's very, very stringent. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Seivav. If you did interrupt because of fear, so justify place you're because of fear, or you're covered because of respect, acha shama emes, after you said the word emes, oy or shesim kodim achazn, you finished before the chazn, v'samach Hashem Elokeichem im emes, and you said Hashem Elokeichem emes as really the locha is, umamtin, and you waited shiaschel achazn until the chazn starts. Says the Shulchan Aruch that if you did what you meant to do, you said Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and now you're waiting. Either you're waiting for the Chazan or the Rav, or you had to stop for whatever reason, somebody that you fear came in, or somebody you respect. So Bekitza, you stopped after the word Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You're waiting for the Rav, or you stop for whatever the reason may be. And now you continue with Vayatziv, you shall not repeat the word Emes. Although really the word Emes is really part of that tefillah. Emes really is part of this tefillah. So if you want to be very accurate, really, you should be really saying Emes Vayatziv and Ochoy. Because that's really part of that tefillah. But nevertheless, just because you're really stopping in the middle of a sentence, really. Really, that's what you're doing. Hashem Elokeichem is part of Shema. Emes is really part of Emes V'yatziv. Einotzoch. So the halacha is, although it would have appeared that you should, no, I don't think so. I don't think you should. Ein lehafzik. I hear you, Duke, but I think that one shouldn't. I hear what you're saying. It's a good Duke. Very nice. You're saying that Mishnah Berurah's lashon is ein lehafzik. Yeah, you're right. It's just, you shouldn't really. That's what the Mishnah Berurah learns, you shouldn't. Okay. Right. Okay. Siv Zayin. Now this comes the problem of Gal Yisrael. So again, just to recap, there's a concept of being Soymech. The Gemara says, do you know the Gemara, what the Gemara says about somebody who's Soymech Geula L'Tfila? It's great rewards. Great rewards. Somebody who's Soymech Geula L'Tfila. There's also the Balei Musa write a lot about it. That Geula is Soymech Geula L'Tfila. If you're Soymech, you join, you merge. Geula, when you speak about Geula to Tfila, a person always has to have, when he speaks of the Geula, you know a good word about it? You know something? Yeah, we have so much Geula L'Tfila. If you speak about the Geula, see the future redemption. You have to connect that to yourself. You have to be so much Geula L'Tfila. You have to daven yourself. So much, you have to do straight after the Geula, after speaking about the Geula, you have to be davening yourself. It's not a remote concept. You have to be so much Geula L'Tfila. The Shemoneh Esrei, which is your personal Tfila, your personal Bakoshes, you have to connect that to the Geula, to the future redemption. So we're learning over here that there is, of course, the Bracha of Tzur Yisrael, and he finishes off, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gal Yisrael. And then we start Shemoneh Esrei straight away. It's very, very strict and very stringent that one shall not interrupt between the word Gal Yisrael and starting of Shemoneh Esrei. And consequently, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Zayin, Einoi Oime Omein, we do not say Omein, Acha, after Gal Yisrael. We do not say Amen after Gal Yisrael. Mishum, because the Av Hefsek, it's considered interruption. Now really, the Shulchan Aruch is referring to two Amens. Which kind of Amen is he talking about? Who says the Amen? Pardon? Yes, so very good. So it's really talking about two Amens. As the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotlam, it base first wide line. We know, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, that whenever we finish a tefillah, you actually say, Baruch Ato Hashem, you say a bracha, and you say, Amen. We know it from, for instance, by Uvnei Yerushalayim, for instance, as an example. You make the bracha, and after you say, Amen, after the bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, that you don't say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gal Yisrael, Amen, to your own bracha. That's point number one. But besides that, you also don't say Amen to the bracha of the Chazan. So if the Chazan says bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael, you don't say Amen. So you don't say Amen after your own bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then you start from an Esser. And you also don't say Amen to the bracha of the Chazan. That's the words of Shulchan Aruch. But now comes the Rama. V'yesh Oimrim, some say the Oimrim Amen. We do say actually Amen. V'chein noyagin, and that is the minik. La nois to answer achash liach tzibu, to say Amen after the Chazan. But if you daven on your own, ain on your Amen, you'll not say Amen to your own. Rabbi say, what is the minik generally with regards to Gal Yisrael? What's your minik? Quiet. Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael. Oh, we'll get to that. Very, very good. We'll get to that very shortly. So one minik that we're just mentioning now is that some people have the minik of saying Baruch Ato Hashem, and then it goes quiet. Ever seen that anywhere? Where does that come from? That you don't get into a shaila at all of not saying Amen. Or to say with a chazan. You say together with a chazan, then again you don't get into problems of saying Amen, because you certainly cannot say Amen after the bracha said together with a chazan. You can't say Amen. So therefore, that's two options. Okay, all those options mentioned now are actually to get out of the potential problem of saying Amen, which is potentially a hefsek. Rabbi, is there any other minhagim? How do you get out of the potential problem of being mafsek by saying Amen between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei? Okay, now I want to say something here that is very interesting. The Mishneh Berurah is going to tell us that there is in Sifkot Lamed Ches. Let's see Sifkot Lamed Ches. Excuse me, Lamed Hey. Lanois, v'dafke im lo yischil aden apostol Hashem sfosei tiftach. Temishom ve'elecha v'tfilem. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, yesh medaktikin. Some people are very careful. Sheroitzim lo tzeis likule alma, they want to go according to all opinions. Umamtinin, and they wait. Be'tzur Yisrael, when the Chazan reaches Tzur Yisrael, and the Chazan continues, they wait. As the Chazan sings Tzur Yisrael, they wait over here. Or even more so, they wait by Shira Chadosh, they wait over here. Kedei in order, lano is omenach shliach tzibur. So they wait over here, as the shliach tzibur continues, and when the shliach tzibur says Gal Yisrael, they'll say omen, and then they say shir chadosho, tzu Yisrael, etc. Is that a good minig or not a good minig? Oh, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah that it's not a good idea to do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the cost for kol ha'achorim, the achorim, right? Shelo yof yemoisim, this is not a good idea. Shariu be'emtza ha'pei shalem esviyatziv, he's in the middle of be'em esviyatziv. Ve'ilano is shum omein. He's not allowed to interrupt to say omein. Levad mishte ameinim. The only two omeins allowed to say are the ones there. You're not allowed to say any omeins. Besiv gimel ago. Ve'gam lechatchila. Ve'gam lechatchila. Roi le'atchil tefila shmanesim ha'shliach tzibu ve'akol b'shove. This is a very critical point, Rabbi Yisai. This is a very critical point. One should always start Shmoyne Esre as simultaneous as possible as the Chazan. Even if it's like just 10, 15, 20 seconds later, Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Mishnah Berurah says you should start immediately together with the Chazan. And therefore, if you're waiting over here by Shir Chadosho or by even by Tzu Yisrael, and the Chazan is start, he says Gal Yisrael, and then you're about to say Tzu Yisrael, you're going to start Shmoyne Esre how many seconds after the Chazan? Yeah, a few seconds out. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. He says you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, it's not good. Yeah.
Shulchan Aruch saying anything at once?
Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying, no, it doesn't seem to be going. It doesn't. No, I think Shulchan Aruch is okay with it. Yeah. Yes.
I heard the name of Rav Shain, but apparently when he said that mix, there was a window of time between the first opinion of the mix and the second opinion.
First. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh, really?
The second eight, and then he would carry on.
Because it could be that he held that. It's an interesting point, Rabbi Yisai. Mr. Vigoda says that, I didn't know that, Rabbi Chaim Pinchas used to say Hashem Sforza Tiftach over and over again in order to get to the second man of nets.
So apparently he held it was the thing that you can say.
Yeah, either that. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, it could be. Interesting. That's an interesting point. Yeah. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that Elo Eitza Acheres Yesh is another Eitza. V'nochan Asoisa K'delet Zod Kula. That's what you should do. Shechav Nesayim Ashliach Tzibur B'Shove. You should daven together, mamash with the Chazan. V'ozen Mechuv La'anas. And then you don't have to say Amen. Oy, or Shiaschal Shmoyne Esre Me'at Koinim Ashliach Tzibur. You could maybe start a couple of seconds before the Shliach Tzibur. V'ayinu Apostol Hashem Sfosai. You could start a second before the Chazan, that's fine as well. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the right way of doing this, when we are up to God Israel, either you say it word by word together with the Chazan, or you start a second before the Chazan. Either way, you're not going to say Amen to the Baruch of God Israel of the Chazan. Rabbi Yisai, what is very noticeable at the eighth that Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring? Very good. This going quiet. Now this is a very controversial point because it's so open, it's so blatant. There is a minhag, I'm not sure I can call it a minhag. There are people who, in order to avoid any potential problems of Gal Yisrael, this problem that Mishnah Berurah mentioned over here, they will not say the final word, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, they will not say loud. They're going to go quiet. Thereby ensuring that nobody says Amen, and therefore you don't have a hefsek, and therefore everything's fine. They come with that. They want to gain that question, that problem, that issue that we're discussing now. If you don't say Gal Yisrael, you don't say Amen. You're quite right, and I agree with you that it appears from the Mishnah Berurah that what? That's right. Mishnah Berurah does not bring that as an Eitzah. So what does that teach us? What Rabbi Yisai does that teach us? Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that as an Eitzah.
Probably didn't happen.
Probably the Mishnah Berurah didn't approve of it.
Well, no, I'd go even further. It probably didn't even happen at all because he didn't like it already.
Yeah. So there is two schools of thought over here. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held. Rabbi Yitzchok, the Ezos Teure, Rabbi Yosef Henken, and other Gdolim, they held that obviously this is wrong. This must be wrong. And the reason for that is that it's part of the obligation of a shliach tzibur to say tefillah loud. That's part of the duty of a chazan to say to daven loud. And therefore you can't just go quiet. Say bochu quietly. Just say moedim quietly. Say anything. Say, you have to say it loud. It's part of the shliach tzibur duty to say it loud. And therefore they say this is completely wrong. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. It's a wrong practice, and you have to say it loud. In fact, Shlomo Zalman told all his bar mitzvah boys, his own children, grandchildren, as well as his talmid, he said that it's one of the three things that you have to go loud is Gal Yisrael. One of the three places you have to go loud is, if when you go chazan, you have to go Gal Yisrael. One second, I just want to finish that point. So many gedolim feel, and it seems to be very much in line with the Mishnah Berurah, that Gal Yisrael has to go loud. How are you going to get out of the problem of God, of the Omein? Say, the Kehillah should say, with them, or you start a second earlier, but either way, the chazan has to say Gal Yisrael loud. This is one school of thought, and many gedolim are very opinionated about this. Others then disagree. And there's a buchacha, and there's a couple of other achronim who seem to be saying that to say Gal Yisrael quiet is one of the options. It might be Reb Chaim Kanievsky was also okay with it. And it seems that Chaznish maybe did it like that in his days maybe, but it appears from the Mishnah Berurah that that's not the right way of doing things. It's not the right way. Yes.
I heard if you talked earlier that if you can't keep up with the chazan and you haven't reached the Shemoneh Esrei when he has, somebody said you should wait till he repeats and stop then when he's actually starting again to.
To do loud, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. A very interesting question. What happens? You're asking an interesting question. What happens if somebody is delayed and he cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei together with, as everybody's saying Gal Yisrael, everybody's starting daven Shemoneh Esrei? Should he rather start Shemoneh Esrei a minute or two later when he can join, well, as soon as he's ready,
10 minutes later,
or should he rather wait for Chazoras Hashatz? Now this is a very interesting machloikas. It's a machloikas between Reb Moshe Feinstein on one side and Chassam Sofer and Rav Ozden on the other side. Fascinating machloikas, and I hope we'll discuss it when we get there. It's fascinating machloikas. Yeah. Yeah. So there is, one could argue that if it's literally a few seconds, yeah, I heard once from a few gedolim, when I investigated this point, it appears that if it's literally a few seconds, it's okay. If it's literally a few seconds, it seems to be, according to all opinions, okay. Let's, you know, we're not. Yif shal et samtzeim. Toyre le nitno le melochim. Yeah. It definitely does make a difference. Certainly. Certainly. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. We defined exactly what are considered between the paragraphs and what is mid-paragraph. We learned that after the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, I mean after Hashem Elokeichem Emes, one should not interrupt under any circumstance. And in fact, one should not even stop for a minute between the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. One should not stop. One should not even wait. Although there's no such possibility, really. We learned that if a person has to wait for the chazan, for the rav, etc., he should say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He can then wait. He does not have to repeat and go over the word Emes again. Although it's part of that filler. We then went to discussion of Gal Yisrael. We said the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is not to say Omen after Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. The Ramah seems to agree with that, although he brings various opinions. And it is a machlokes to this very day exactly what to do about this problem. Some say it is not a problem at all. You don't have to say Omen, it's fine. Others say that one should try to get out of any potential shilas. The Mishnah Berurah's etza is to either say together with the chazan word by word, or alternatively, to go a little bit faster and start Shemoneh Esrei literally a second before the chazan. But the Mishnah Berurah does not suggest any additional etzas of the chazan going Gal Yisrael quiet. Okay, good evening, Abbo Yisai.